Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Captain Dave plus Sewn in a Mask and Donnie Baker. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
They said to take a number, so we lined up single file. I was toward the back, number 143, so I knew it would be a while. The invitation said, free pork fest, Saturday, noon to 3. And the good Lord knows nobody likes porking quite as much as me. Got a pocket full of rubbers, all 14 colors. Man, I'm loaded for bear. I was nervous at first, but met some folks. Even shook hands with the mayor. We're going helter-skelter in the picnic shelter. Oh, what's this gonna be? They stuck an apple in her mouth by the open pit. Old-fashioned rotisserie. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? It ain't polite to stare. Hog roast or gangbang? I see 4 feet in the air. Hog roast or gangbang? Man, the line is moving fast. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? Either way, I'm guaranteed a piece of ice. Hey, man, more reverbs. Make it sound like Molly Hatchet's. There's no wine and dine in this chow line. Just wham, bam, thank you, man. Thank you, man. I moved up 10 spots when I gave Scotty Winkler some wet naps for his hands. They said, flip her over, it's time for another base. Take all you want, but eat all you take, cause nothing should go to waste. Even though it's called a pitching, I hear some are pulling out. Not me. I'm gonna start at the tail and finish at her snout. The ones that are done waddle on by, wiping off their face. I swear to God, I'm coming back next year, cause man, I love this place. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? Either way, I'm getting some pink. Hog roast or gangbang? I'm not kidding, I love that pink. Hog roast or gangbang? I'm dizzy and losing focus. Is this a hog roast or gangbang? I think I got the crabs or caught trichinosis. Damn pig flu.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's how we were taught in school. Month, day,
April
year.
9th, yeah. April 9th, 2020. That's how you're... That's how we in this country are taught.
Yep.
Yes, we'd all like to be citizens of England, of course. On military time and have bangers and mash and mushy peas and sticky toffee pudding.
Adding views to the word.
I'm enjoying this a lot.
Yes, let's see, I'm losing my mind.
That's Chick losing his mind over there in quarantine by himself.
I'm all hopped up on whipped cream, baby.
Josh is
over
there.
Now you're doing nitrous in the hallway.
Shut up, Christy.
Yes. Jesus. Someone dropped off a lot of whipped cream. We'll get to that later. There's Ace, our engineer, and of course, Ace, the proprietor of the all-new Omaha Steaks joke of the day. Oh,
how about that?
That's nice.
That's great.
Hot dog.
Now,
can we try one?
Mr. Godwin behind the glass over there.
Ace just called for it. He called a shot. Let's try one. That's what he says.
No, he wants to try an Omaha steak. Oh. He's acting as though he's never had one, so that somebody gives him some.
Buy him a steak, Tom.
Okay, thank you. There's Christy Lee behind the glass over there. The Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom with Christy Lee right now. And there we go.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you?
Donnie.
Good. You guys still quarantine where you are?
Yep.
It's same here, too. I stopped counting days about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, me too.
I've been working on my garage for at least a week now. It's cleaner than Cat Williams' parole record. I swear to God. And I've watched so much Netflix, I'm on my third time on Tiger King.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Well, this time I'm watching it on mute. It's super easy to read lips because nobody got no teeth in the way. I actually understand it better. I'm also in these true crime documentaries. I watched one the other day called True Confessions Caught on Tape.
Right.
Where the police got people to admit the crimes that maybe they did or didn't do. It's crazy. These detectives are like sack of wizards. They ask the perp to make a statement and offer him coffee or smokes. Then they read back their statement, you know, all confused and get your brain scrambled. Next thing you know, you're confessing to stealing somebody's wicker love seat.
Sure.
Swear to God. It ain't fair. These detectives take turns working like raptors. Then they up the game from decaf and smokes buying Bugles and Pepsi, you know? It make you think you're on your side. Then, boom, all of a sudden, they stab you in the back right to your face.
Yeah.
It's all a trap. Because, of course, when you're starved, sitting under a heat lamp for 10 hours and finally start munching on chips, yeah, you might accidentally let some incriminating evidence out. And just like that, life sentence. You know, and the thing I've learned most about watching these crime shows is that if your wife or your ex-wife turns up dead and you happen to be home watching TV all night by yourself when it happened, you're going to jail for murder whether you did it or not. I swear to God. I think the whole reason O.J. got off scotch-free is because he actually went out in the yard and started chipping golf balls at 4 a.m. Had he sat on the couch watching the ShamWow, he'd be in Shawshank. And, spoiler alert, look at Stephen Avery's from Making a Murder. He's gone to prison twice now. And he even said on the payphone, he even confessed on the phone he didn't do nothing. But he's still in prison. You know, with a buzz cut wearing a onesie, looking like a lesbian butcher been laid off. You know, it ain't fair. And the main thing I learned watching these crime shows is there's sperm eggs everywhere.
Yeah, there sure are.
Even if there's blood, chances are there's sperm eggs in it.
Okay.
Sperm eggs on the bed, the floor, the ceiling fan. There was one case they even found sperm eggs in the microwave.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
You know, chances are, wherever you are right now, you're probably sitting on dried sperm eggs, even in quarantine.
Hope not.
Oh, and spoiler alert, never look under a computer keyboard desk at the library. Like somebody used a bump stock on a caulk gun. Well, I gotta go.
A bump stop on a caulking gun. That's quite the visual. A lot of white goo, I think, is what he's trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what he's saying.
I don't know if we need to, to quote you, dwell on that. It's a bit descriptive.
I'm still stuck in this Tiger King thing. And
what?
Love it.
Josh and I were talking about it again off the air. I'm afraid that people are going to watch this and they're going to, you're going to get some hillbilly that's going to go get a tiger.
Don't get a tiger.
I bet so.
I mean, and there's probably some jackass that'll sell you one on layaway.
Probably.
Dickie Dick and I are getting lagers, aren't we?
Oh,
we love them.
No, you're not getting lagers.
Cute, cuddly.
Cuddly. They'll purr just like a house cat.
I'll tell you what.
You hear it purr.
Because I mean, one of these tigers from one of these places is going to get out. One of these amateur wannabe zookeepers is going to get out and eat somebody.
Well, yes.
Oh. There was that thing in Ohio a few years back.
In Zanesville, that was
terrible. They covered that in the Tiger King, that guy. He evidently did that on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
Mad. He was mad as anything.
Yeah, he sure was.
Exotic animals loose on the town.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Son of bitches.
Okay. And you know who paid for that? The animals.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
That's they did. Ever.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, sure did.
So oh, sad. Boy.
It's like a real-life shooting gallery.
That means because being a cop is tough enough, but you know, what kind of a weird day are you having when you got to get your rifle out and shoot a tiger on the freeway?
No kidding.
Unbelievable. Anyway, please don't get a tiger.
No wild animals.
And quite honestly, don't patronize these so-called zoos. I would love to hold a baby tiger. I'm not going to one of those places. You don't want to support them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Christina, we got to get back to the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk.
Oh, is that right? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning, Radio Pussies.
Hello, Captain
and
Dave.
And all the ships at sea. It's yours truly, the master of the deep, your old fishing buddy, Captain Dave, Shark King.
Hey, Captain Dave.
Shark King, oh.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm sitting here on my trusty vessel, the Chum Dumpster, and by God, I've never been happier to own a boat in my life.
Mm.
Well, in the course of many years at sea, I've beaten monkeypox, SARS, scabies, rickets, gonorrhea, and lupus. Now, I feel like I'm pretty much immune to any virus this crazy world throws at me and my weathered junk.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know that even though the world is shutting down with this coronavirus stuff, my first mate, Clappy, and I are pleased to announce we're open for business as usual.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I know the boating industry doesn't have the best reputation right now, and I'm just happy for once. It's not my fault. But to keep under the recommended allowances of 10 people gathering in one place, we can currently only take 8 people per expedition, or 16 little people.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, just remember, if you get a fever, you walk the plank, there'll be no whining and no refunds.
Okay.
And there'll be a $300 charge for burial at sea fees. Anywho, let's say you're not the fishing type, but you're off work with nothing to do with those bratty kids of yours. Well, bring them down to the Chum Dumpster. I'll put the family to work scraping barnacles off my undercarriage.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no better way to learn about the sea and hard work than at the Chum Dumpster Quarantine Camp. That's right. That's right, quarantine camp. Yeah, it has it all. Barnacle scraping, chum wrangling, fish gutting, knob polishing. My favorite part. And finish your day off by swabbing the poop deck. For lunch, of course, we'll be offering cheese sandwiches for $3, 20s, 50s, and 100s accepted. And as always, no change.
Sure.
And as a special promotion, all the proceeds from the Chum Dumpster quarantine camp will go directly to my bank account to help quarantine strippers buy webcams.
That's thoughtful.
So I'm Captain Dave. What are you waiting for? Get down to Port Death here. And get aboard the Chum Dumpster. We'll have some fun. Bon voyage, me hearties.
Thank you, Captain.
Bye now.
See you, Cappy.
So if you can only have 8 passengers, but 16 if they're little people.
Yeah.
So evidently height is it?
Apparently they're spacing them vertically.
Factored in
there
some
way. I can take from that. That really isn't how it works.
No.
Christy Lee, what else is going on?
Well, just because you're naked doesn't mean you don't have to wear a mask in public.
Huh.
If you're a nudist, Czech police are enforcing orders that people wear masks in public, even nudists. Police in Pardubice region were called to a resort area over reports of sunbathing nudists. While nude sunbathing is allowed in the area, visitors were violating the country's mask order, as well as rules against congregating in groups of larger than 2 people.
Hmm.
Police spokesperson Markita Yarosashev said, unfortunately, the sunbathing citizens were in one place in large numbers, and some did not even have a face mask. After being informed by police of the rules, the unnamed nudists put their face masks on and, I guess, went right along.
That's going to give you the worst tan.
Yeah. Wear a hat.
Of all time.
Walk around with a surgeon's tan.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you run screaming if you saw someone naked?
Wearing a face
like
mask.
Like a stranger. You would run screaming from them.
Hey, spread out. No, not your legs.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
What do you know? The sun does shine there every day.
No, sitting on her face does not count as a face mask, sir.
You should know better.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
There are new lines that are being blurred.
Are there? I'm trying to find if there are photographs of this of these people.
Pervert. I got some ready for you.
Oh, hey, here we go.
Yep, there are.
With the masks on and all that?
Yeah, you can't really see much.
Well, of course
I've got
not.
I've got to subscribe to
You can't
to the,
really see much.
Unless you get the premium.
They've got the, what is it, the pixelation thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They can't show.
Oh, okay.
And apparently I'm going to have to subscribe to the Pardubice Daily or something to watch more of this. Okay, thank you very much now. Pat Godwin's got his guitar out. Pat, we certainly have enjoyed your songs today. But,
yeah.
I was wondering, speaking of masks.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you have a tribute of all things to the great the great stage play, My Fair Lady. I think this is one of the greatest Broadway songs of all time that you've chosen to.
And we are workshopping a new character.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, this isn't Pat. Who is this?
No, my last name, Toomey.
Oh, hi, Mr. Toomey.
Yeah. First name, Hugh. Middle name, Tolkien. Method actor, Hugh talking to me.
Oh. Is that right?
Okay.
All right.
Maybe I'll,
that didn't work. let's move on.
That. How about Thesbe Balsaford? Okay.
Yeah, phase two.
Here we go. I've made a costume for your face.
Sewn, because it rhymes with groan.
Yeah, well, you know what happened this morning, John?
No.
Believe this.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
What I wanted to do. Tom says, go ahead, Tom.
Makes no sense.
I've sewn a costume
that's
for your face.
That's how it should go.
That's the lyric.
We thought about this how long? Five
minutes. That's the money piece.
I had
piece,
no
man.
Idea I was reigniting some fire.
Well, what did he want you to say?
The original is, I've grown a
I know what the original is.
And he says, no, people won't
I've
understand.
Grown accustomed to your
he goes,
face
make
is
it
the
made.
Original. And what do you want to
go
say
ahead.
I've grown a costume?
No, he wants
face?
To say I've made instead of I've sewn.
I've sewn makes
tell them
makes
what
total
happened.
Sense.
Go ahead, you've ruined it. Go ahead. First, the intro took it from a 10 to a 1. Now this.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't think this is real.
Oh, it is.
Pat, now what happened?
Poor Pat.
You do it your way.
Thank you.
As long as we get my punchline in, we're fine.
Oh, my gosh. My name is Hugh Tolkien.
You're trying that again? Who's writing for you?
You are.
Not that.
You talking to me.
No, I need a nose plug.
Take three. I've sewn a costume for your face.
Yeah!
No diction.
So you can wear a little mask. I've sewn a glove for your hands, tied with rubber bands, to go to the store. Yes, I must make more, and I say a little prayer.
While the cowardly
cutting,
lion?
While cutting up old underwear.
You know, the heckling doesn't help, I don't think.
I sew masks from old jockeys and funky BVDs. There's a hole for your eyes, and please, dear God, don't sneeze. I've made a costume for your mouth, a costume with a hole. I've sewn a costume for your face.
Yes. Love it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I've sewn a
the
costume.
The only part I didn't like was when you accidentally said I made a costume.
Yes, exactly. That makes no sense.
Thank you. Thank you. Vindication.
Okay. Next time we'll try it with the melody.
Okay.
Rex Harrison talks that.
He said that to be a jerk. It was fun.
Rex Harrison talks that whole song.
He does.
Way more melody.
How dare
right.
you criticize dare you? Hugh talking to me?
I will not
maybe
you.
Maybe the fake well, name
Hugh,
should have been a play on Rex Harrison.
Hugh's talking
like
to me.
Sex Harry Sack or something. I don't know.
Now there we go.
Yeah.
Sex Harry Bun.
Oh, God, I do love these off-air meetings we have on the air.
How about Andrew Horson?
So
how about Andrew Horson? Hugh came in on. How about that one?
Oh, there you go.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.